Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Insecticides India Limited Q3 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by MUFG Intime. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sejal from MUFG. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Welcome to Q3 and nine-month FY26 earnings call of Insecticides India Limited. Today, on this call, we have with us Mr. Rajesh Kumar Agrawal, Managing Director, Mr. Sandeep Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Devendra Kumar Roy, Chief Operating Officer, and Mr. Dushyant Sood, Chief Marketing Officer. Before we proceed the call, I would like to give a small disclaimer that this conference may contain certain forward-looking statements which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as of date. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risk and uncertainty which are difficult to predict. A detailed disclaimer has been given in the company's investor presentation, which is uploaded on stock exchange. Now, I would like to hand over the conference to the management for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. This is Rajesh Agrawal, MD of the company. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the Q3 earnings call of Insecticides India Limited. Q3 played out in a challenging operating environment. The quarter was marked by weak farmer activities, cautious channel behavior, and weather issues, along with low incidence of pests. Despite these headwinds, IL demonstrated resilience, delivering 8% growth driven by proactive market engagement and strategic business decisions. Let me briefly summarize Q3 performance of IL. Demand conditions remained subdued, and recovery being uneven across region and crops. Growth during the quarter was volume-led rather than value-led. In Q3, largely growth came from the B2B segment, which helped sustain growth momentum. B2C demand remained muted due to broader industry challenges. Now, I'd like to comment on margins and profitability. From a profitability standpoint, gross margins moderated due to, number one, higher B2B share. Number two, pricing power remained limited in comparison with the higher base of last year, having 36% gross profit. Next, EBITDA and PAT reflected the mixed impact of Q3 with higher finance and depreciation cost. Here, the very important lines I would like to say: we maintained strict cost controls, capital discipline, and working capital management. Liquidity remains comfortable, and balance sheet strength continues to be a key focus area. I would also like to discuss about the new products and the brand momentum. A key positive in this quarter was the strong traction from new product launches: Sparkle, a broad-spectrum insecticide for brown planthopper control in rice, was successfully launched, developed using advanced chemistry from Corteva. Strong farmer acceptance, supported by IL's distribution strength and brand credibility. Other recent launches like Centrum, Million also witnessed encouraging farmer response and are building momentum. Established brands like Tori, Tori Super, Explore have entered the next phase of volume expansion. During the first 9 months, the company launched five new products, significantly strengthening the portfolio. The adoption of new-age technology reflects the strength of our network, field execution, and farmer connect. About the international business update, international market showed early signs of recovery, though momentum remains gradual. We expect exports to stabilize first before contributing meaningfully to margins, which is more likely beyond the immediate quarters. Coming to Q4, we expect Q4 to remain like Q3, with continued impact on margins on a higher base of last year. Key factors which impact the Q4 include continued weak farmer sentiment, high dependence on generics driven demand, sustained pricing pressure, higher reliance on B2B sales to achieve top line objectives. Given these conditions, gross margins are expected to remain under pressure and maintaining 35% level in H2 will be difficult. Clear vision of Q4 to protect top line and market share. So we have a strategy, action points. So we have selective aggression, not blanket discounting. Focus sales push on identified geographies, cross at accounts with faster conversion, avoiding margin destructive broad based discounts. B2B with margin guardrails. Scale B2B volumes only where contribution margins are positive, with strict pricing force and order wise profitability tracking. Product mix steering as a field, actively push relatively higher margin SKUs, particularly the Maharatnas and the focus Maharatnas within the generic basket, supported by micro incentive and weekly mix reviews. We'll also work on inventory and working capital tight controls. Q4 is about controlled defense preparation and not short-term optimism. Priority remains in preserving long-term competitiveness. Medium-term outlook and FY27 view. While near-term margins are under pressure, we want to clearly state this is not a structural margin erosion. The current phase is driven by market conditions, product mix, tactical business decisions. We expect profitability improvement over coming period, supported by improved market sentiment, push towards specialty and branded products, operating leverage, benefits of investment made in brands, teams, and systems, technological shift and market control measures undertaken by IL in form of the apps like IL Parivar, IL 360. I would like to share the takeaways again. IL has given a resilient performance despite industry stress, delivered 8% growth in Q3 and 5% growth in 9 months despite erratic rainfall and a muted spring season, reflecting strong execution discipline. Demand recovery is gradually emerging. While near-term demand remains selective, stabilizing raw material prices and inventory levels improve visibility for a gradual recovery. Clear growth revival roadmap is there, targeting a return of 8-10% sustainable growth over next 2-3 years. Portfolio and the capacity alignment for growth. Portfolio gap filling across technicals and formulations supported by capacity expansion at Dahej and Sotanala. So Dahej is expected to be operational by end of this fiscal, and Sotanala formulation activities also will be started in next Kharif, and I don't think we are going to miss these deadlines. Shift towards higher quality growth, increasing focus on our Maharatnas, premiumization of technology-led products, supported by strategic global collaborations, including Corteva. So we can expect the new launches coming during the coming season. And in the past fiscal, or the current fiscal, we have launched about 5 products. And then again, there is a visibility of launching another 5 products in the coming Kharif season. So the new launches which were there in the past season, particularly Sparkle, Centra, and Million, they have all done very well. And as I told you, Tori Super, Izuki, Centra, and a lot of products, they are going in the next level or next phase of scale. Exports are gaining traction with 180 plus registrations across 22 countries. The position the company for well-sustained export-led growth. The FTA agreements with Government of India is signing, particularly the one signed with EU, is also going to support in a better way. For the B2C segment, deepening farmer connect and brand equity. A strong on-ground engagement through ICS plots, with the tractor brand strengthening via innovation-led differentiated marketing. So I would like to highlight this. Number one, to market our products as tractor brand pesticide, and tractor brand enjoys a very good position in the market with vis-a-vis the top leading brands. And ICS plots, what is ICS plot? I have explained in the past also, the integrated crop solutions. It has attained a very good success because here we are demonstrating to the farmer the ROI on the investments we make with the IL solutions. That is, that how much investment we are making vis-a-vis competition and what is the yield, and ultimately how much they are earning more than the competition or than what they are following their own practice. So this is giving very good image to the company, and the plan is to at least double whatever investment we are making in this ICS plot, and we are going to do it in a big way for future, and I believe this is going to help us in brand building in various crops and providing the complete solution for various crops across the country. So the next important point is disciplined capital allocation. CAPEX focused on capacity creation and maintenance aligned with medium-term growth priorities will be the target. And of course, we'll improve the capital efficiency and the organization readiness. ROS and ROE up to 6 to 7% over 3 years is already visible. Talent induction and organization strength underway to support the next growth phase. The new formulation and technical plant in full action at the head site is going to help us to improve our performance in FY27. So before I give it to the CFO for the results discussion, I would also like to give the concluding remark about Q3 and Q4. Q3 and Q4 are about resilience and discipline. We have cautiously prioritized long-term franchise strength over short-term margin optics. I remain well-positioned to emerge stronger as the cycle turns with sharper portfolio, deeper market reach, and stronger foundation for profitable growth. Thank you for your continued trust. And now I hand over the line to the CFO to discuss the results.
Thank you, Mr. So good evening, everyone, and welcome to the conference. I am pleased to present the company's performance for the 9 months ended FY26 as compared to FY25. Revenue from operation during the period has increased from 1,641 crores in 9 months FY25 to ₹1,714 crores in FY26, reflecting a growth of around 4%. Gross profit has improved from 509 crores to ₹546 crores, showing a healthy growth of around 7%. EBITDA stood at 201 crores in FY26 9 months and PAT stood at 128 crores in 9 months FY26 with growth remains sluggish. In 9 months FY26, segment performance was well balanced with B2C contributing around 76%, B2B 20% and exports 4%. This demonstrates the steady diversification of our revenue stream with an increasing tilt towards B2C segment. Within the B2C portfolio, premium products accounted for 59% and generic products 41% in first 9 months of FY26. The premium segment has sustained its strong growth trajectory, further reinforced our portfolio strength and positioning us firmly on track towards our strategic goal of premiumization. Alongside financial performance, we remain committed to sustainability and ESG initiatives also. We are focused on optimizing resource usages, reducing our carbon footprint through energy efficient manufacturing. I am pleased to share that 3 of our facilities in North India are already ZLD compliant, underscoring our commitment to reasonable growth and long-term value creation. Overall, FY 9 months FY26 demonstrates resilience with revenue and growth from gross profit growth, stable EBITDA and a diversified segment mix. While PAT was impacted by financial costs, our long-term strategy remains strong, supported by both operational performances and sustainable initiatives. Thank you.
Now we are happy to take your questions, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shubham Jain from Counter Cyclic. Please proceed.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, yes.
So I have a few questions. So you have launched new products in HY FY26. I think that's Altair and Sparkle. What is the revenue contribution from these segments in Q3 and what is the guidance for the half a dozen launches planned for the remainder of 2026?
Altair and Sparkle, Q3, there was some season remaining for Sparkle, but not for Altair. Altair will have seen some market in Q4, and Sparkle also is going to see the market for Q4 because both are paddy-led products. Altair is used in the initial stages, so now the paddy sowing in the east and southern part of the country is going to take place, and Altair will be used. And Sparkle is going to see its demand in the later stages when BPH or ground plant offer comes after 60 to 75 days of the crop. So at that time it will be used. So somewhere in March. So I see another sale of about 10 crores coming from these two products in Q4. Q3, I don't have the exact number, but from these two products, I believe hardly 2-3 crores would have come.
Okay. And the rest of launches we planned for 2020.
Launches are going to come in the kharif season, if I talk about the rest of launches. But the launches which are done in FY26, I am going to get a sale again because various crops like pulses, vegetables, sugarcane, we are going to maize target. And the wheat sales is also going to start because it has rained in the entire North India and there was a cold wave. As the cold wave settles in this week, so from next week, the sale should start, the insecticide and fungicide sale should start in the market, and we are waiting for the right time and right opportunity.
Okay. And sir, previously we have targeted around a double-digit growth through Maharatna segment, the premium one. Has the share of these products improved in Q3 to offset the volume loss from something that has been banned previously like Nuvan and Thimet? What's the split?
I'll appreciate your question. Nuvan Thimet are old stories. We have already come out of it many years back. The new product which is going to get banned is Monosil, which is the final year for that product. And that will also go. And that when it will go, the gross sales of that product will be around 75 crores. So next year you can say about 50 on that product. So that will be the additional loss which is going to hit the company. But as you know that Nuvan and Thimet, when they went, in the final year, the gross sale was roughly 200 crores, and we never got a hit out of that. So even with Monosil or going off anything, we are not going to get the hit, because I have explained it many times that when generic molecules go, this relatively new generation generics takes its place, and as a strategy, we launch new products to take its place. So we have only planned that there are going to be 5-6 launches in the new season, and we are going to start them in the kharif season. And apart from that, the launches which has happened in the previous year, again, not being a very good year because I explained in the Q2 conference also that there was a lot of heavy goods return because of the bad weather conditions. So generally, these conditions do not get a repeat year after year. So FY25 was bad, 26 is more difficult actually. So 27 should be year of makeup, and we should show the resilience performance from Q1 itself. That is my belief, and we are, I would say, cautiously, I'm saying that we should start seeing the growth from Q1 itself with our products and their traction. So quite confident on that. But yes, the specialty products, the premium products are little slow at the moment. They will gain some momentum in Q4, which will try to build up. But at this moment, the demand for generics is low.
Okay. Sir, and next question would be, what's the current status of our fully automatic plant, the Sotal Nala? I guess I've not...
Sotal Nala technical plant is going to take some time. It will take one more year. The target is to start it in 2027, not in 2026. In 2026, we will start the formulation facility, somewhere in the Q1 of 27.
And what would be our optimal
Q1 of 26? Formulation will start in Q1 of 26 and the technical will start in 27.
Okay, and what could be our expected impact on the overheads manufacturing side?
That will indicate actually with time, but there may be some shift of product, some changes. So at the moment, I have not worked out the impact, but I think we will make up the impact because we are going to work on various new products and other things. So that should get compensated with the increased volumes which the plant is going to get.
Right.
So for the formulation, it won't be much impact, but when it comes to technicals, technicals of course will come with the cost. So when I do technical synthesis, then yes, my power bill and both my oil bill, they are going to increase. So the consumption I can assume will be in the range of 30 to 40 crores per annum for these,
right,
on these two accounts.
Right. Sir, and can you provide some color on this raw material situation? How much could be impacted and how are we able to...
Raw material is at the more or less stable. So there was a decline which was taking place till December. January has started showing some increase. But again, you cannot comment because what is happening is Chinese New Year is coming. So before the New
right.
Year, they have their own style of spending tantrums. So international situation is also disturbed and the currency is also in very poor shape. So overall, there will be a little increase, but that will be marginal. But more or less, I would say that the market is stabilized at the moment.
Right. Sir, I'll join the queue again. Thank you for the response.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants to ask a question. You may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Bharat Gupta from Fair Value Capital. Please proceed.
Hi. Good evening, Rajeshji and Sandeepji. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, yes. You are audible. Good evening.
Yeah. Sir, a couple of questions. So can you just quantify, like, what would be the impact because of the pricing drop across our B2C and B2B categories and how much volumes we have been able to grow in the quantitative terms across both the segments?
We'll give you the exact number, but the as I told that the growth has been the volume that growth. So in the B2B segment in particular, the it will be about 15% roughly, B2B. And in the B2C segment, it might be about 4-5%. 3-4% growth. So yes, it is more volume in this quarter.
And sir, what would be the impact of the pricing in this quarter?
Pricing, since this is a low season actually, so the pricing is not impacted much, but generally the discounting prices start in Q4. So Q4 will have some initial offers or discount. Because like it's a cyclic business, so here you have to show the advance schemes and offer some pre-season discounts, and then the season is going to start in the month of May. So these 3 months, February, March and April, you have to pass on some benefits to the market. And since the cost of currency is going up and some expectation in the price rise and some other things, so I would say generally 5-6% is the type of discount which is considered during this quarter. So let's see where the markets went as the market as the demand starts. So I believe that somewhere about 5-6% discount only will come, not more than that, because at the other point the cost has also gone up by about 2% or 3%. So broadly, this will be the market situation expected.
Sir, I hope there won't be sales event which we have witnessed during this quarter.
It has already happened, so now it's nothing major, it's all minor.
How much of the sales event would have come in this quarter?
This quarter number, I'll just give you. Can you go to that? Andraya Pachas. 50 crores is the total good return in this quarter, which we have received.
Hello.
Yeah, 50 crores is the number what we have received in this quarter, making the total good return to roughly around 200 crores.
Right. So, is it in line with the industry, or sir, our sales returns would have been higher than what the industry levels would have been?
Should be in line with the industry, but for IL standard, it is the our highest good return which we have received in a single year. So, it has increased over 2 years, it has doubled. From last year, it has gone up by about 40%, 30 to 40%, I believe. So, it's the very high good return what we have received from IL standards.
So, primarily, it is just because of the higher inventory out there in the system, sir, by the competitors. So, primarily, we are facing the heat because of this competitive intensity.
It's nothing like that IL is facing the heat. That was the market situation because we had focused a lot on herbicides. The entire herbicide market got a hit during the peak season of spray, and after that, the insecticide market also got some hit. So, due to that, there were good data for these particular herbicides and insecticides. So, that we have to take that from the market.
Right. And also, sir, there have been talks in the industry about a higher agrochemical production which is taking place across the Chinese market. So, what's your take on it? And primarily, Chinese New Year is coming, but with your industry knowledge, how do you read the situation currently? And you mentioned that raw material situation has been stabilizing, is on a stabilization mode. So, what's your expectation with regard to the next kharif season as well?
Like, we have to plan the season in advance. As we approach near the season, because our cycle, industry is cyclic, the price keeps on increasing. So we have already made our buying, most buying by December. So by December, we have procured the product for next 4-5 months. So till, so those agreements we have already signed in anticipation that the price start going up. So there will be one increase which is expected immediately after the Chinese New Year. One increase will come in the month of March when we go for the exhibition, and then in April, May again, there are chances of the prices going up. So that is the normal trend. But if the market fails and there is very poor rainfall situation, then only the prices remain same or they come down. So the prices are already near the bottom. So further deterioration is not expected because many of the prices are all-time low. I can vouch almost 2 decades. So more than 2 decades, the prices are for many products are the lowest. So chances right. of further decline from here is very minimal. So that's why I'm saying the market is stabilized. And already some signals of prices going up because our currency is going down, Chinese currency has gone up. So there are signals, and in many products we are receiving higher cost, 3 to 5%. Type of increase is visible from China at the current moment, but it can be temporary. It can continue for next 1 month or 1.5 months. So we have to see.
Right. And sir, because Kairos is something which we have been coming up with respect to procurement of raw materials, primarily from Chinese market, I think. So do you think that will synergistically play out for us in case if there is further hike? And just wanted to check how Kairos has performed during this last 9 months.
For Cairo, this is the establishing phase. So we have backed some registrations and small purchases we have started. So some transaction from China has already started and some are in process. So it's taking some time because the registration in India also takes some time and documents coming from China take some time. So we have started with 3-4 products. And in these 3-4 products, I am definitely going to get the advantage instead of purchasing from the competition. If we purchase from our own company, the profit remains in-house. So the total sales during this quarter have been about imports in the quarter. Yeah. So the sale so far in 9 months is roughly about 90 crores. We would have given the number in our cars to mention. 3 months, I don't have the number handy. It could be somewhere in the range of 15-20 crores.
15-20. For the full year, I think we were somewhere targeting 100 crore plus. So that remains on track?
We'll touch that 100 crore number because already 89 is done.
Okay. Sir, also with respect to the export side, so I think we have been trying to set up or penetrate the Latin America as well as the Australian market. So what's your take on it? Are we price competitive, and that's why we have been able to take the market share from them? What's the strategy out there across most of the markets overseas?
The strategy is very, very simple. The strategy is for registration. We register our product, and we entered with the registered products into those markets. We are going to sign with the good customers who can afford a little higher price for the quality. So that will be the reason so that we don't hit our profitability. So in LATAM, the business has already started in a small way, and there will be some consignment which will be going during this fiscal itself. And next year will be the deciding year how big response we get. It depends on the first few consignments which goes to those markets. Australia, the registration is not back yet. We are working. We are in the final stages of the registration. As we get the registration, the business will start.
In terms of the overall revenue pie, so somewhere we were targeting 150 crores, I think, for this fiscal year. Probably we are sticking to it, or there is a downward revision on the numbers?
In the international business segment, it looks like we'll be crossing last year. But achieving 150 is not possible because so far we are plus of last year, but the gain is not much.
Okay. With respect to Chinese players, somewhat our pricing remains similar, or how much does the Dahej backward integration is likely to benefit us going forward?
Backward integration, we are going to do for the specific products and not for everything. So the target of backward integration will be only for the products where we are able to compete well and the products which are well settled or where we can have the price or cost advantage. So all the investment details are based on ROCE and ROE decision. Wherever we get the profitability, there only we will do the backward integration. Otherwise, we are also seeing the opportunities to get the smaller activities outsourced where we think that making the investment is making not much business sense. So these days, we have become very, very cautious, and you'll see that in our results also following. So cautiously, we'll work in these markets, and we'll try to improve the profitability for the customer.
Sure, sir. I will get back in the question queue for the follow-up, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants to ask a question. You may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Praneet, an investor. Please proceed.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So I was wondering in terms of the competitive intensiveness, was it specific to few states, or was it more a broad-based pan-India situation?
No, it's nothing like that. We are losing our market share. The market has come down by 2%-3%. That is the industry estimate. In that scenario, we have grown by 8%. So overall, the performance of IL has been resilient. But yes, we had to do a strong work. The team was ignited, and they were working day and night for this performance. So little difficult market situation that has impacted. So the company's brand image, it is getting good. The products, the new products which are being launched, they are getting very good image. Overall traction is good. But this is all due to the market situation. You'll see the change coming in from Q1 itself.
So we are pricing our product competitively so that we can gain more market share. Is that a fair understanding?
I didn't say that because when you are working with the premium product, there is no competition. You have to price your product in your own way depending on how much you can expect from the market. So we are not reducing the prices to get the market share. I told that we are going with the very cautious approach where we will select the market, we'll select the product, and we might give certain cash discounts to the parties who take those or who are better paymasters. But we'll not pass on very big sales schemes so that the profitability remains intact.
Understood. And in terms of the sales returns, do we expect this to be the new normal, or how do you expect going forward? Because you also mentioned that the sales return is twice, double what we had last year and much higher compared to the past.
It is one of situations which has taken place. We are trying to rework our strategy, how we have to place the products in the market, what commitments do we need to take from the wholesalers or the distributors, and how do we need to talk to our team so that they are more particular with whatever is the market situations. If somebody has taken the material, he has to own that material. So we are working out our strategy that how we have to go more stronger in the markets with the tighter credit limits at one place and also the tighter credit periods. So we'll try to get the investments from the network, and we will be very particular that this situation won't get repeated.
So is there any cost associated with the returns in terms of product wastage or anything, or is it just the fact that we get the product back?
The interest cost is the biggest loss, but yes, sometimes if the product has to be reformulated, there are certain cases where it has to be done, then it is a loss. But since the material was all new material which went to the market and came back, so I don't see any other losses coming out of it. But yes, you have to keep it in the godown, you have to keep large godowns for that, and then there is a replacement in the market, so that type of transportation loss, interest would be there.
So the return product we got, so how long did it stay in the channel? So after how many days did they return the product back to us?
It depends on the season. It depends on the seasonal condition. If the product is used between 30 days to 60 days of a crop cycle, then after the crop achieves 75-90 days, the product has to be taken back. If it remains in the market, it is of no use. So the stock reserves do not mean that it will be used after 1 year. There are many things which are used in the next 3 months itself. Something will be used in 4 months, 6 months, and something will also be there for certain cases, very few, which will be used after the year, particularly for the crops or the products which do not have any other option. So such products are only herbicides or specialty products like cotton, like soybean, which do not have the immediate requirement. But rest of the products, they see the second season. So the good return which came in the Q1, most of it will be used in Q2.
Understood. So, and in terms of the push for generics, is it a conscious decision we took, or is the fact that that's the requirement at this point of time?
That's the conscious decision that we wish to establish the premium business in the market. We have already crossed 60% of the premium business. When I say premium business, it is new generation generics, their mixtures, or the products of our partners, which are relatively new generation products. So we are working hard on it. We have achieved 60%. My vision for this year was to achieve 64 to 65%. We have not grown in this segment, and that is pinching me very much, because the mid-term target is to achieve 70% out of these premium products. So it is the company's conscious decision that wherever the margins are low, you are in whichever SKUs the margins are not working out. So we are slowly moving out or reducing the quantities of those products and trying to build the brand image for the products with better contribution, so that we can build up better value for the stakeholders.
Got it. So in terms of generics, you're just cutting down the tail so you can improve the overall profitability of that particular business. So, but is there an ideal proportion the management wants in terms of the premium versus non-premium?
So when I'm saying this, I'm not reducing the value of the generics. I'm increasing the value of the specialty. So I'm keeping the same number of generics intact, and I'm increasing the value of the specialty. So the entire growth, which the vision of the company is, has to come from the specialty. We are working for the specialty because I believe the specialty products, which are Focus Maratnas and Maratnas, they are the engines of the company, and the followers will follow. So in certain cases, there might be some 5, 7, 8% increase in the genetics. Otherwise, we are in the tail cutting. So the number of products also, that way, we are trying to reduce, so that we are in the range of about 100 plus minus products. In my list, you will find 25 more products, but they are ineffective. The total contribution is about 2 to 3% from this tail of 25 projects, and they are continuously in cutting down this.
Understood. Got it. So, and one more question is regarding the receivables and overall inventory. So, how during the quarter, how were our receivables? Because our finance cost was higher than last year. So, could you give us some light on why exactly it is higher?
We have been a zero debt company since last 2 years. This year, yes, we have utilized about 200 crores of the bank, so that the visible some finance cost is there, which is coming, and it is also coming due to the currency change, because the currency is increasing continuously, so we have to book the currency in advance, so booking cost is there, and in certain cases we are also lost because this gain or this rise has come very, very fast, so these type of losses are there. But this 200 crore, we have already brought down to 150 crore, and I'm quite confident that by the end of this quarter, we'll minimize that.
Understood.
Overall, collections are good in comparison to last year. The sales is almost at par with the last year. The collections are also almost at par with the last year.
So basically, the extra finance cost was as a result of the reason of booking currency before, and the sales return which were not converted into cash.
Yes.
Is that a fair understanding?
Yeah. So that increased the inventory level, and we paid to our creditors. So if you find the creditors are again very low because we have already paid them.
Understood. And in terms of the technical side, so basically the market has not been great, so as a result the raw material also has not been great. So, but the thing is, in terms of supply, is it just because there was no sale, the supply is higher, as a result the prices are lower, or is the fact that there's a lot of increase in supply in technicals also in the market?
Actually, it is a matter of strategy. What we do is every year we introduce 4 to 5 new technicals, and we try to push them into market. So our selection strategy is very, very simple, that wherever we can make a difference, I mean to say wherever we can make extra profit by doing the backward integration, wherever by introduction of the molecule, wherever we see that we can be China, we can be other Indian competition, then we launch that product. And wherever the prices or the profitability shrinking, we drop that product. So we are very, very fast in that decision making, that according every year we introduce certain new AI and take it to the market. So that gesture is very much appreciated by the industry, and there are many large partners which work with us, because we only do the institutional business with very selective companies, hardly 2 dozen, and we share our products with them, and the business is continuously growing. And as you spoke with these people, because of our continued launches of the demand products, so that has helped in our B2B business.
That was great, but I was trying to understand I understand our strategy of technicals is wherever the opportunity lies, we will go ahead and backward integrate and get the margin. I got that part. I was more talking in the sense of the market. So have you seen an increase in technical capacity that has been building up in the country, or imports increasing as a proportion, or the quantity of imports increasing into the country because of lack of demand or whatnot? I was just trying to understand the overall amount of supply that exists and the amount of capacity that exists for technicals at this point of time that is impacting the price.
It is true that people are building the capacities, but again, the capacities are not officially known, and generally people build multi-purpose plants. What they manufacture is not known. The import numbers also take some time to come, so I don't have the exact data that how much is the increase which has happened in the last fiscal or there has been a decrease. So getting that data will take some time. I would say the market is more or less stable. This year the imports were low because the market sentiments were very low initially. But some people would have done, so difficult to comment on the industry in totality. But as I told you, that the industry also had a fall, or was expected to have a fall of about 2-3% overall. So this is not a positive year. When the year is not positive, the imports also get reduced generally. That much I can say as of now.
Understood. Got it. So, and just one more question regarding building up technical capacity. So, I understand that when the opportunity comes, you are making a conscious decision, you know, to expand that particular technical capacity. How long does it take once you make a decision to build up that capacity?
It takes 2 to 3 years to build the plant, because first you have to strategize, then you have to take the permissions, and after the permissions are received, you start with the civil work, and then you start with the final placement of plants. So everything takes time. Generally, 3 years is an accepted norm in our industry.
But let's say we had to... In terms of, I'm talking about more the product range, since I understand for the first time when you build up the technical plant, it will take time for the 3 years. I was talking about in terms of expanding the product range, let's say, instead of manufacturing 10 technicals to, for the 11th one, how long will it take? Okay.
You have a kitchen, but in kitchen, if you have to change the utensils, so then it takes time. If you have, so same is with the case with the plant. So do you need more utilities, different utilities? Do you need to change the pipelines or something? It depends. Sometimes we are able to adjust the product in the same plant, what we have in the same lines. Sometimes it don't get adjusted. Sometimes we have to break two products and make one product pipeline. So it depends. So sometimes we go as fast as converting one new product in 1 month itself, because the R&D has already scaled up the product and they are made in the pilot. The piloting is complete. It gets easier. Sometimes it takes 2 to 3 months, and sometimes even more it can take. Depends.
Understood. Got it. And in terms of the pricing of the technicals, us versus the imports, lowest priced imports, let's say China, what would be the difference in terms of cost of production?
There is no defined formula. Generally, Chinese are cheaper by 5%. You can say is considered okay. In many cases, where you backward integrate or you do something special, you can be cheaper by 5 to 10%.
Understood.
It depends.
Okay. I got it. And one last question regarding your guidance. You mentioned that for the next 2 to 3 years, you expect around the 10% growth mark. So is there a reason for the muted, like, let's say, low growth numbers, or what is the strategy behind that? Is it because of the tail cutting? Could you give some more light onto it?
No, the tail cutting will have an impact, but it's a caution decision that we have taken. So we are going to make up. I don't want to give aggressive figures, because the last 2 years' performance has been very, very slow. So I want to give reasonable numbers and perform better. So we are looking for the opportunity. As we get the opportunity, the performance is going to be wonderful.
Got it. And in terms of margins, do we...
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Praneet. May we request you to join the question queue?
Margins, reply this margin thing. So margin will definitely going to be better than the top line growth. That is something I always say, I'll continue with that.
Understood. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahil from Sapphire Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, so actually my question was on the same lines. You know, what kind of margin expectations do you have now going ahead in quarter four? And then you say better than top line growth, but then steady state, any numbers you'd like to associate with it?
I'll not give any numbers, but generally I say ours is a cyclic business, covering 75% business at once. And 35% business is remaining. So when I say quarter by quarter, I say 30, 20, 20. Expected business, what we get in the 4 quarters. So 60-40 or 65-35 depends on the situation, how the rainfall is behaving, how is the overall sentiment, what is the flood situation, what is the drought situation. So many factors govern this situation. So again, this quarter Q4 is a muted quarter for us with, say, about 20% plus minus type of sales. So we cannot expect, I already told that the H1 was 36% growth margin. So since the impact of the depreciation, the finance cost and other costs is going to be there, so I cannot say that we match the same margin in Q4 also. So that's why I said that there will be some muted profitability in Q4. But again, we'll show the sign of recovery in Q1 itself for 2027, because that will be a big part.
The given the current market sentiment and your positioning, FY27 will be a good year overall?
Your voice was a little slow. FY26 was not a good year at first. It was a
No, no, I'm saying FY27 will be one?
Yeah, I can say cautiously that it should be a good year.
Okay, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Okay.
Thank you.
And already, like in this difficult year also, the growth of IL has been at about 2x of the industry average. Just to inform you about this.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal from FVC. Please proceed.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Okay. Also, sir, if you would be kind enough to adjust your mic, you sound a little distant. It's a little difficult to hear you. My first question is on your EBITDA margins. They have been flat YOY for the first 9 months. Earlier, you were planning to achieve a 15% plus growth on EBITDA for the full year. How's your guidance being adjusted for the full year now?
The full year is going to show a double-digit margin. So the target
Okay.
for this year was to have a double-digit margin. We crossed 12%. Now we are at 11.8%. So there will be some decline for sure. How much? It is difficult to say now, but of course, we'll be landing with double-digit margins. I still maintain that.
Okay, sir. And can you provide some updates on new product launches for the next year, for the future?
As the time comes, we'll inform you, but there will be at least five launches in Q1 itself, I think.
Thank you. Will most of these be either 93 or... Sorry, sir.
There will be one 93 product, and there will be two exclusive products from the large companies. So out of five, three will be exclusive products, two might be generic.
Okay. Three is the two genders. Okay. And just an industry-level question, sir. Do you perceive a threat from hybrid seeds gaining ground and reducing the need for agrochemicals?
No technology is a threat to anything. I'll give a simple example. You buy a 10 rupees pen from the market. You keep in your pocket and roam around. And you
Yes.
forget it somewhere, you use it, and you are not bothered. Now, you buy a good pen, say Montblanc, you'll always remember to keep it in your pocket. You'll protect it. You'll keep an extra effort to protect that. It is the same way. If the farmer is getting the seeds for free, when I say for free, because it is coming from his own field, then there is zero value. For the effort of the farmer, zero value. For the effort of his family, zero value. So you'll not count the cost on that. So the zeal to protect is not there. But if he's paying 1,000 rupees or 2,000 rupees or 5,000 rupees per acre, then to protect that, he's going to spend money. So these hybrid seeds in any form are going to increase the market for crop protection products, not to decrease. They might be having the resistance for one pest variety, or they might be having the resistance for the herbicide or a disease. But for other things, there will be more demand. More demand for fertilizer, more, when I say fertilizer, it can be the TGR, it can be the biostimulant. There will be more demand for other things. So if you are investing something, then definitely your protection deal is there. So already the example of cotton is there. The number of sprays have gone down, but the value of spray has gone up. Farmer has accepted high price products for every spray. And I've already given the examples like Group 30 compounds selling at 2,000 rupees to the farmer per acre and very good acceptance across the country. Similarly, the herbicides these days are launching in the range of 1,000 rupees to 2,000 rupees per acre. There are certain examples launched by the large companies which are even higher than these prices and things are being accepted. So this means that farmer is wanting to see the result from the solution and the advantage he gets in his pocket and not the other thing. So this shifting from a generic product to a specialty, even if it is a seed, this means the information available to him is going up, and when he is investing from his pocket, definitely he will invest more to protect that investment. This is my take on this. Thank you.
Thank you for insightful take, sir. Just for clarification of what you answered before, will the new product launches be in Focus Maharatna category?
Like Focus Maharatna, I bring the product only when it achieves the target of 35 crores. So there might be possibility that one launch might hit the Focus Maharatna this year itself. One product might hit the Focus Maharatna in the next year. So there will be at least three launches in the Maharatna segment. I'll not put them in Focus Maharatna immediately. But one product is expected to be in the Focus Maharatna range because we are very, very confident with that.
Okay, so at least two are expected to be here in the two next 2 years. Okay. And so just a clarification on EBITDA. You mentioned achieving a low double-digit EBITDA margin, that translates into a flat absolute EBITDA for the full year, doesn't it?
Might be a temporary situation, but the EBITDA ultimately is going to increase. If you see the rows, we are continuously trying to rationalize the business. So, we are continuously working to freezing the non-essential capex, improving the working capital efficiency. So with these measures, I believe that we should improve the profitability of the company, and that should help. And we are focusing around specific things, the better quality products, the better products, which can derive better margins from the market. So it's a continued focus of the company, and it will be all the more focused in this next fiscal, because we have already got a hit in this year. So we'll be, I already told that especially targeting the crops, the geography, the network, we are tightening the credit limits. So everywhere we'll be focusing that how we can make our performance or improve our performance.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajat from iThought PMS. Please proceed.
Hi. Sir, just one small observation from the presentation that we put up every quarter. So we used to put up a slide with freshness index. We have stopped doing that from the last 2-3 quarters. Any particular reason for that? Or if I can request you, it will be great if you can start putting that up again.
Yes, it is pointed out. We'll do that. So since this was a flattish performance actually in this year, so we might have not have put it. So I've not seen it. As you have told, so I'll make it particular that we put it for the whole year and we'll continue that practice because it's being appreciated by the market. We'll do that.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. That's about it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Due to time constraints, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much for the active participation and keeping your interest in touch with the 35 dealers. I'll assure you that the long-term performance from the company and even the mid-term performance is going to be good. This year is a muted year, in particularly in the H2. It should not be taken as our continued performance. Our performance will be resilient and the results will be visible in the next quarter. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Insecticides India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.